welcome to another episode of The Division Radio. We are going through a crazy pandemic, and right now, this is The Division Radio. We are here for you, all you guys outside. If you ever played the video game The Division, you are familiar with that concept. Currently, there are some crazy things going on that we cannot say. I'm lying. We can say it because we are non-monetized on YouTube, and we know exactly what coronavirus is from. It's from
China.
Yeah. It's that Kung Flu.
You ain't see what Senor Trumpito said?
That's why we had to play combat gods in the background.
To try and balance out the racism.
He said the China flu.
So,
that ain't racist.
That whole sentence.
It came from China.
The way he. After this, I feel like we have to play that scene. Because it was so funny how he repeated.
Reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. Racist. It's not racist at all. Not at all. It comes from China.
That's racist!
It's crazy.
But welcome to MMV, Mileage May Vary. Like I said, the only podcast you can listen to during the Division Crackdown. There are mad people out there being sick. But us three are not one of them. And I say three, you'll figure out who is here. This is your boy, Patrick Irving. To my right, we have
Savage.
And to my left, we have
GoDad 5000.
GoDad 5000.
1000 more than Guap Doop 4000.
This is Guap Doop. Rally doop doop skip dap doop dap doop doop bop.
Oh shoot. Send freckles on honey.
Oh my gosh. Right now, young Daniel cannot be here at this moment. We are unaware, but we do know he has a family over, so we're gonna go ahead and allow this pass. But in the interim, you can also listen to this episode once I put it out. Today is March 22nd. It's a Sunday. You guys already know at this time, if you're listening to this, what is going on this earth. So we don't have to recap anything. If you don't, you're already dead. It's too late. Where are we going to go in with this? Because there's so much that's happened. We have not had a pod since.
I think it's been a month.
It's probably been more. I think it was probably February. Last episode was dropped February 15th. I'm going to do my best to edit this and put this out hopefully within the next week. So if you're listening to this, I appreciate you for being here. That includes you too, Daniel. And let's just get straight into it. Who has a great month to go ahead and give us as a recap?
I don't know if anybody does actually after all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Well, actually, that's the thing. This time has been super fire for me because, you know, obviously I'm getting paid and I get to stay home and no one can talk shit. And I can use this I'm sick excuse like 1,000 times because the whole world's sick. It's like, it's been kind of lit, but it's also, I guess, bad for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, everybody. Well,
this is my vacation. This is what happens when you.
So you were like, yo, you know what? They're going to start sending people home, so I'm gonna use that time to take off hours.
No, because I was supposed to go on vacation this time, and I had to book it off for Japan.
You couldn't take it back?
No, I don't want to go to work. All those sick people there, the people at the airport be like,
you can just ask
excuse me, sir, can you
ask for one of the series?
And I'm like, nah, I'm straight.
Mask.
I'd rather breathe into this glove.
What's the mask that they have going on?
What's crazy is I was gonna take it off, but I was like, maybe with this corona shit, they'll send us home. And then I said that on the Friday that our job told us that we don't have to show back up.
So you just
my coworker texted me like, you were right. Like, buy Disney, buy Disney.
Yo, so anybody who's listened also knows that stocks are taking a hampering. I don't know if anybody has downloaded Robinhood. I'm gonna put my code down in the description if you wish to get a free stock, and I also will get a free stock. That's my word from it. Hey, listen. Listen,
that's crazy. We all have codes and you're gonna use yours.
Hey, you upload this then.
Nah, I'm all
right. All right, so in the meantime, I'm gonna go ahead and drop my Robinhood code down in the bottom, and you can click that link and I get a stock and you get a stock and we both win, you know. So these are some turbulent times, might as well profit off of them, except from other people's losses. And that's the worst, you horrible people in the Republican Senate or wherever you're doing this. You guys are horrible people. But other than that, my code is in the bottom. I'll go ahead and drop that while you're listening to this. So, since we've already said how great things are currently, right now, has anybody gotten their new mod? Has anybody been able to download the new patch? How is everything going? No? It's Division Talk.
Oh,
I don't know. That's what you were talking about. I was like,
are they giving that for coronavirus? No, we need one. You need a new patch? Where?
We should stop this pod right now.
I was
now
about to go line up at Publix. I gotta wait till tomorrow.
This shit is closed. You out here?
I'm just wondering, just in case. Yeah. Just
cough on niggas in front of me.
I was laughing.
Have you never played? You never seen me play the Division, probably, no. Right? So the purpose of the Division, or the backstory to the Division, was it was a cold virus that they pretty much used. They were trying to figure it out in like the whole first one, and it was a cold virus that one of the military people put out to spread just because he was a dick. We'll just end it like that. Of course, that's every villain, right? But he put that out, and your purpose is to in mid. What's the part of New York that's Manhattan and all that? Is it got a name? Or is it just Manhattan, I guess, right?
That's the part.
So the New York City version, but the Manhattan area.
Not, yeah, it's not just the most, it's not common, though, you know.
Manhattan is Manhattan.
I thought it had like a name or something. I don't know. But like, yeah, you know, the center of the earth, pretty much, the capital of the world. The purpose is for you to trek that whole entire place, and you're supposed to fight little groups of militia type people, but the whole thing is that there's people outside with a cold and they all like fall out and die. So that's why I kind of use a Division. If you didn't know that by now, shame on you, except from my guy Sinfuego.
It's funny that the Division, the pandemic in the Division was SARS.
Yeah,
and that's so what COVID-19 is, a version of SARS.
Yeah, it's a coronavirus. So SARS is a coronavirus.
And it was, and just before you see any random person down the street, they cough themselves to death.
Yeah,
it's kind of rough. You just hit a corner, you see the man.
Well, what's really crazy is this shows us that if this was a more deadly virus, the whole world would have gotten killed.
Yeah, because we don't take it serious.
Yeah, because this will, like, providing we, you know, don't have very serious things happen from this, this is going to be good for us.
This is a test.
Yeah, this is a test, and we failed.
It failed horribly, completely. Failed.
Because we bought all the toilet paper and fucking.
No, it's not even that. Because then, if this was a real cold and we decided let's go outside and keep going outside to stock up, you would have got disease and died. You would have got the disease, came home and shared it with the rest of your family as you cooked the food that you hoarded.
No, but that was the time for it to spread the longest.
Yeah,
if you get what I'm saying. Oh no, there's a virus out there. Everybody go make sure you stock up on mentionables. Now we're all just gonna show up at the same time to the supermarket, and anybody that coughs is giving it to everybody.
Yeah.
You notice how as the time has passed, they're like, alright, so maybe it's not 6 feet. Alright, so now it stays in the air. Alright, so now a nigga can get it in his ear. Hell no, they just kept adding stuff. Now it stays on surfaces for 24 hours. Now it's no longer 10.
Oh, is it 24 hours? Nah, because I heard it was 6. I remember it was like 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. As it's going on, it's changing.
Before they said like it was like 6 or whatever, I was like, oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then it became 24 when they actually started testing. Because first they were doing estimations based off other viruses.
Yeah.
And then they were using this virus. And they're like, oh, yeah, this shit's a little longer. Shit. Yeah, shit is highly communicable.
Yeah. And they didn't realize that it's mutating.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Yeah, I feel like that was a solid pronunciation.
That was almost Gudap. Yeah. GD dot bop.
Gudap 4000. Guap dad. Shut the fuck up.
Said
if my kid came out like Guap dad 4000, I'm like, fuck in your room. Fuck is wrong with you, Guap dad 4000. I'm be dad 100.
Dad, what? No, stop saying it. You know how much editing I have to do now?
Yeah, I just realized. I just got so into it.
Break myself. It's okay. I see where we're at now.
I think his name is Sindad. That's the interjection point. Sindad 10.
Oh, my goodness.
1,000.
So, yeah. So, currently, the state of the world is, it's a Sunday and we have six. No, I'm probably killing off mad people. We have less than 200 in America.
What?
Dead.
Oh, I thought you meant like infected.
Yeah, I think we have more than 200 now.
It might be
more
than 200.
They said Florida was the most infected.
No. Yes, New York.
I know it's not, but
I'm saying that's what they were saying.
Nah, they couldn't. Who was this person saying this? Who was this person saying this?
It was on the news.
Nah, bro.
Fake news. That's why we don't look at the news. I don't
understand. Okay, Google doesn't want to snitch on the world.
Yeah, for real. It's like, I don't want to give you incorrect information. Let's...
Oh, we already
know. Yeah, it's only New York. What? It's New York.
Times just says the New York Times.
I think it's New York, then goes California, then Washington.
Yep, that's probably true.
And then Florida's trying to catch up because we Florida. And that's how Florida, Florida's.
Look at this map here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's just, this is exactly how it looked on the division.
Yeah, that's exactly why they shut down the division. We truly could have lost every other way. Greed, human fear just automatically just told people, yo, go out and spend the money that you don't have on things you may or may not need an abundance of.
Nobody's going to be shitting that much.
No. It's not even just like, you know, sometimes you just want spares. Like, you're like, yo, my God, I got some toilet paper for some time, right?
Bro, they're going to have toilet paper for the next 3 years.
Well, I'm glad that all those stores are saying no give backs.
Yeah, because those are perishables, so you have to throw them away.
Is a toilet paper is a perishable?
Huh? Oh, yeah, my bad. I said that wrong.
Okay.
Well, whatever they consider that, so they have to throw it out.
I just wanted to clarify. I feel like we have so much...
That's what Patrick is not going to let you go by. The perishable is a... Oh, toilet paper is a perishable? I had to grab my mic like, oh, God.
Ooh. You gotta talk like homie from Kenshin, or was it say, he shouldn't have done that.
Oh my God! I love that shit, man.
I'm getting.
You don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about what's that show called?
Kenshin Shuriken.
Kenshin match.
Yeah, what's it called?
What?
Akira Kengen. Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
What's this show called? I'm about to Kengen Ashura.
Yeah,
Kengen Ashura on Netflix. I don't know if we want to say that's our recommendation for today. It's kind of early in the episode. We got some time, and you know, Netflix dropped some stuff. Tell us in the comments that I don't know where they exist, because we post this on a Medium. Tell us how and what you're watching and how's things going if you're in a quarantined area, depending on where you're listening at. The animation in this is so litty.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, tell us exactly what you're doing, what you're watching, how you're coping with staying inside. Because currently, my job hasn't kicked us out yet, so I'm still working. And you know what? That's a blessing in itself. I still have a job. But, you know what? Go ahead and tell us how things are going with you staying at home. You don't have to be fully... You know what? They don't even know your name. So go ahead. Tell us how things are, Sinfuego. Are you staying at home, being told to quarantine at home?
So me, it's been fantastic, honestly. I've just enjoyed watching everything on Netflix I haven't watched already, which is almost nothing. But then I went on Amazon Prime and caught up. I've been studying to try and quit my job.
What a sentence. What a sentence.
I saw something on YouTube that said... Like, I've been so bored over this quarantine time that I finished Pornhub. And I was like, I guess I'm gonna try and finish Pornhub. And like,
this that's is a record.
A fantastic time. Connecting with friends, you know, like.
Oh, I thought you meant to finish
on Pornhub. Yeah. Like, yo, have you seen that episode?
That boy said that like it was an achievement.
Booty butt cheeks.
Nah, this has been great for me, honestly.
The achievement is finish Pornhub with friends.
No, what is that, gold or is that platinum?
Just like, I don't know, that's 100 gaming score though.
Just 100?
Yeah,
nah, I think so. I finished so much other games to just get 100 gaming score.
Of course, nah. Especially how you play Gears and it's like, finish on insane, 100 gaming score.
And you gonna tell me to finish all of one website?
Yeah.
And that uploads probably
Have
weekly?
You ever played it insane on Gears 5?
Every minute it probably uploads?
You have not played Gears 5 on insane.
Who wants to destroy that Google search and go on Pornhub and see what's the most recent video?
He's gonna go on his and is gonna see everything.
Welcome in
the entire
welcome Sinfuego. Like, what? Wait, no, wait.
Honestly, they should have platinum like users. I actually need to, well, that we're gonna talk about this when I go.
I don't know. That's
just remind me Pornhub. But when we go right to the main topics.
But yeah, so pretty much things are going well for you. You don't have to be truthful, but you know, what's the work scene for you while you're at home?
What do you mean, like
working it from home? How does the quarantine scene work for you?
Oh, I literally have done very, very little.
Really?
I usually, when I work from home, I do little, sometimes a lot. I used to work a lot more until I realized that work is not how my money is determined.
Mm-hmm.
My money is determined arbitrarily. So then, why work? That actually seems irrational. I should do the least amount of work possible. And still get the money, because it's like I make more money. You know
exactly.
What I'm
saying? Yeah. You feel like you work less for the money, but you still got the same amount that you normally get paid for.
At that time. Perfect timing. If I work more, I'd be making less money because I'd be working more for the same.
There's a metric for it somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
I was supposed to be working against hours equals work. My salary.
You put zero somewhere, but zero somewhere. So you put my salary.
Yeah.
It's a constant. My salary's a constant. And with constants, it doesn't fucking matter.
Jeez, my salary's a constant.
Yeah, I think I'm the only other
bringing
guy
back
that
the
works sentences. Hourly.
Hold on, real quick. I feel like we've seen this one episode now 400 times.
It's fire, though.
It is. It's really good.
He stretched it over a little bit. This is pretty dope.
Woo!
Special techniques.
Woo!
So, how's your time home been?
I haven't had any. It doesn't exist.
Oh, that's true. Currently, I just flussed on you. Oh, my bad. I didn't realize. I was like, it's been great. I've got to connect with myself. I've gotten to learn who I am.
Yo, I feel like, have you been at a different house every day so far? So maybe really just sent.
I lose that quarantine.
the game.
I'm really not succeeding at this game.
So far, Sinfuego would have been one of the. What's a NPC? An NPC in the Division, and also may have died because he visited all his friends and contracted the disease. And ratio being that I don't know how many people to how many people don't have it, he would have murdered or been murdered by his friends.
Yeah, but I feel like he would have been one of the guys to have the suits.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, well, the thing is, this was gonna happen. I feel I would get sick and be like, what much money do I have to pay to get the cure?
The cure?
And they'd say, like, oh, you know, we don't have a cure. I'm like, 100,000. Just start counting, niggas. And then, you know, as I get to a number, I'm like, I don't got it.
You call my bluff.
You call my bluff.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, so since I've constantly been at work, and hopefully by now, if you're a repetitive listener, you already know what I do. If you don't, IT. So they have me working with the government, continuously helping and making sure that the government is afloat. And workers are still working, so I will never stop being at work, which is a good thing in itself, depending on the current scale and landscape of how things may turn out. But, Young Savage, how has work been? I mean, not work been.
Yeah, so I find it a little weird because I was at work when all this was happening, when everybody was traveling a lot, and I kind of stay away from everybody in the first place, so I don't really have to deal with the same stuff that everybody else deals with. But working at the airport, for sure, there was a lot of people I had contact, especially the TSA agents that y'all heard. I don't know if y'all heard about that.
Yeah.
And
real quick, does somebody that we both know still also work there, or does he work in Miami? I can't remember.
You talking about me?
No, one of the people he knows.
Oh, you're talking about the...
No, they started sending some of the TA... they sent
Kwame Yomi Ufis.
Oh, no. He's been stopped, right?
I didn't know that.
I feel like, I don't know. I can't remember. It's like, just because I haven't seen him that long, I just assume he doesn't work there no more. The alias is perfect, though.
Yo, tell me you knew exactly what I was talking about.
I'm talking about Pat. And I'll just blur it out.
I haven't seen him.
No? Okay. I couldn't remember if he works there or Miami now. But, I mean, if they say multiple TSA agents got it, then it was based on... He could have been easily one of the people that got it.
No, there was two people. One in Terminal 2 and one in Terminal 4.
Oh, so two separate terminals?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why they were afraid. So they just sent everybody who was working with him on that shift home. Do you have enough TSA agents in the terminal in order for the...
So, for him to test positive...
It meant that he touched the passenger.
No, but he also... Yeah, he tested positive. I'm trying to figure out, he took the test. Which means, where they had these tests from, 2 weeks ago when they didn't have any tests to give to people regardless.
I don't know, but I thought TSA agents don't really use gloves.
Yeah, that's no. It's that bad that homie coughed into the air. Whoever it was, they coughed directly into the air, and he was gotted.
I'm never in the open, like I said, at work. I'm the guy that's, like, ducked off at a bench, and somebody comes over. Hey, man, so let me just tell you about my life, because it's miserable. And I'm like, oh, just realized I said
that. You murked yourself?
Yeah.
And consistently, so, I try to have a nice, non-editable episode.
So, yeah. This has been bad. This is because we haven't recorded in so long.
We're all done. So I've been doing my best.
So, let me reboot that. Yeah, so, you know, I tried my best. I stay by myself at work, and people are always like, yo, Savage, what's good, man? Let me tell you about my life and everything that's going on. And I'm kind of the guy that's like, all right, yeah, go ahead. And I'll grab my headphones out of my bag, and I slip one ear on, and I keep the other one, like, half off. And I'm like, yeah. And I double tap, so the music start playing, and then they're still talking, and I'm really listening to J. Cole.
Whose life has been... at least somewhat interesting for you to listen to?
This old guy at my job, he's like 50 or 60. No, he just turned 60. And he's like, well, you know, I can't get coronavirus.
Why?
Because he's
do we 60. Need to...
Nah, he got...
Oh, he can't because like,
yeah,
he'll die.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he's saying he can't.
And I'm like,
can't.
Tommy, you can't. You like number two here, bro. If you die, it's a wrap. You got stories for days. And then we happened to be standing there the other day, and one of my homeboys walks up and he's like, boy, he could talk. And I was like, yeah, I know, I've been standing here for 45 minutes, but I'm still listening. And he tell me about like old school New York and all this. And
like, the time I met Shaft, it was very cool.
He's like, you know what they used to say about that, my brother? That's how he talks. Yeah. That's exactly how he talks.
So he talks like Saturday Night, not Saturday Night Live, what was it called? Saturday Crap Dad.
You said
Crap Dad. What's that show name that Kevin Hart's trying to redo?
I have no idea.
Dang, I forgot. Well, that joke is lost and in the ether. Continue.
Yeah, so I kind of stay away from people. I don't know if anybody at JetBlue got it, but like now everybody at JetBlue's mad. Let me wash my hands and let's bump elbows. And I was always that guy in the first place. I ain't really dap nobody up. I ain't really talk to nobody. And everybody's like, oh, okay, here we have hand sanitizer wipes. And now people wearing masks. I told people, we work at the airport, man. You got vehicles driving that run on diesel, that drive through an area that is somewhat closed off. And then some of the time they park their vehicle next to you to talk to you. Now all that dirt is coming out that exhaust. You got all the belt systems running through the whole area. Everything's dirt. You got bags going over you. You got all this dust. And that's where I got my allergies from, I feel like. But
did just weaken your immune system?
Yeah. People don't be wearing masks. And I used to wear masks all the time. I still wear gloves when I touch stuff at work.
I mean, of course, we know it's a heavily polluted area based on the simple fact that we found out that planes probably create more of the climate change pollutants than anything else. Even if we stop, I think it's like 20% is cars and everything else is planes and trains and automobiles. By now, if you catch one, you can get two of planes, trains, and automobiles. Yeah, as seen on you remember? Yeah, as seen on TV? No? Yeah. All right. Well, it's all good.
Yeah.
Another lost joke.
I was with you.
Thank you.
I was waiting for you to finish. I was like, ha ha! Good one, Patrick.
Sven is something else.
So, yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's a very... It's a very not rare place for it to happen. We kind of expected it to be coming from the airport. I just expected more. And yo, do you know how many people probably do already have it just chilling in their system? Because, I mean, a cold sits in your system. But is it what is it they're checking for? The germ? Because they're saying, yo, what's his name? What's the spider's name? Donovan Mitchell on the Utah Jazz has it. Yeah. But it's asymptomatic, where he just has...
Well, it means you're a carrier.
Yeah, but what are you ever carrier of? The germ?
The virus.
So, but he doesn't have a cold. Symptoms.
No, but he has a coronavirus. He has a coronavirus, but he doesn't have a cold. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I've never had the cold and then went to somebody and given them the cold and then not been sick.
Yeah. That's what's so crazy.
It's a weird one.
That's actually what makes it spread hard, because you might feel completely fine for like 14 days and be murking people.
Yeah, and then they said after the 14 days is when it might start. You might start feeling that way. But I've been at work for how long? And I don't feel any type of weak or none of that and such. So that's why I'm like, yeah, I wash my hands. I don't touch my mouth. I use hand sanitizer. The stupidest thing I've ever seen this whole week that I've been off is when I go to food places and see people use one glove and the other glove is touching the cart. And it's like, okay, so what are you using that one glove for?
Coughing in the glove and rubbing your hands together. Isn't that what everybody does?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And there's people pushing around their carts. I don't understand.
Nah, I did see the... me and Crystal saw two people walking into a store today. Both had gloves, but she was fixing her scarf. So she was like, let me fix my scarf with my gloves on. Oh, wait, we need to get a cart. Let's touch the cart, and then when we're walking back inside, let me fix my scarf again.
Yes. Yeah,
germs spread immediately.
It's just stuff that people do, like, automatically without even thinking about it, you know?
And so, we're making fun of them, so we're, like, joking out loud, like, yo, them gloves was, like, and they're just old. They're a little older, so, of course, they probably didn't think we're making fun of them. But it's just weird watching them do these things, and but it's not a norm, so why do you feel like it's a norm for you to...
You know what?
You're making fun of her. You're making fun of me, and I'm old, but, like... Fuck you guys. Go have you a Spanish black baby. You're just like, I'm offended as fuck. Yeah. Go have you a Spanish black baby.
Yo, I just go.
Hit me. Go to jail. You're going to hit me. Oh, I'm old. I'm going to be loud as fuck. You're gonna hit me. You're going straight to jail.
So I might as well just, I might as well just collapse you.
Oh,
I just
have to go straight for sure.
And murder you.
For sure. It. For sure. You can go into jail. I'm going to come by with my wheelchair. Now, where's your Spanish black baby? Talking shit to me.
If you went but through all that just to find my name after I murdered and what jail I go to, you know, I give it up to you.
I was laughing off of that point, what you said.
What, the gloves touching
the gloves thing?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if y'all have seen, but did y'all see people in cars with gloves on? And I'm like, that's your own fucking car. Why are you in your own car with gloves on?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Bro, there's people driving their own cars with the same gloves they just pushed the shopping cart with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you didn't think of taking the gloves off? That was your only pair of gloves for the day?
Yep, that's it. And you know what? They do that, and then they cough into the mask, and then they take that mask off, they put it down, they live their life, and they put that same mask back on their face. And enjoy. But, it's just really interesting. It's like good, you know, when regular people, just people watch, and you just see the different ways people live through a weird time. And maybe they're just really afraid. Maybe that's their fear.
Nah, I don't feel like that's it. Because me and Rob, earlier we went to Hobby Lobby because I wanted to grab some material for building. And literally we see a girl out there, and I don't know if you would call it a tank top. Whatever the girls have with the spaghetti strap tank tops. It's like mad thin.
I guess so.
Like kind of like a tank top or whatever. But she had that on. But it had no back to the shirt. And she had a scarf wrapped around her head with gloves on. And then she has short shorts. So I was like, every part of your body is exposed.
Yeah.
Except your head.
Hey, she got to look good if she gets
No, but that's the girl you pick up. Because any girl who's like, you know, and that's what I was saying when I saw all the people at Fort Lauderdale Beach. I was like, any girl out here right now is fucking. So like, you can literally grab anyone. You, and she's like, all right, let's fuck. Because that bitch don't give a fuck about cats and shit.
Yo, their lives is just so much different. I do feel like that young white boy who was, y'all don't care if I get the coronavirus, you know, I'm gonna just insert it here just in case because I can, and that's the power of editing.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. So we're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
All right. Like, He did not know that he'd become the poster child for every spring breaker, every young person, at every college age, person yeah. that will now be thought of. Why did you go to here and not care about older people?
I mean, it's true though. But like, did he get the coronavirus?
He looked like he had it.
But you know what?
His cheek was red as hell.
So then it comes down, it's really like, fuck old people. Right? Like, who, I mean, that's what
he's saying.
Some people care. I get it. You got grandmas, you know, old parents, like, whatever. But I understand somebody not caring because you got to think about it this way. These old people don't give a fuck about us. They run every company.
Because if you're a poor old person, I care. If you're a rich old ones in power, I'm like, you know what? I hope you get it twice.
No, but that's the thing. If you're a poor old person that voted for someone that doesn't want nationalized health care, I don't care if you get sick.
Oh, you know what?
You know what I mean? Because then you don't give a fuck about anybody else. I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah,
if you're a poor old person, right? If that you don't care about minimum wage, I don't care if you get sick. Right? And if you're a poor old person
Listen to this episode.
All in Congress, probably. I probably don't give a fuck if you get sick either. Them niggas need to. Honestly, I'm not gonna say you gotta die, but
you gotta
if that's what it takes for you to move away from like these jobs,
sin for go on.
You might gotta die.
Oh shoot!
Decisions
man.
Were made. Executive at that, but decisions were made. Yeah. What else? What else happened so far? Stocks. We already said stocks. What else is an effect of this? This is a funny effect. What else happened in this climate change?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just feel like losing that was pretty
today.
Much it.
I'm just losing.
No, I was like, God. All right,
I'm just on.
No, the next one's gonna be super fire. Super fire.
I would just say 2020. Just 2020 in March.
I hope somebody
restart the whole 2020.
It's just a lot. It's just a freaking lot, man.
Stardust blaster. But yeah, I don't see the point of
the rest of the year?
Yeah.
No, we have to. We got to push through. This is what shows the strength of men right here. This is the strength of men. If you guys don't believe that you can push through this till, I don't know.
I just
know,
it shows your
faith right there. Shows your faith, real faith right there, bro.
I just want to make it to 28.
You know? I mean, you know. This is a long way off right now.
Yeah, I know. So much more stuff could happen, like that asteroid that they said supposedly coming for the Earth.
Well, who's saying this?
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Scientist Ben said that. They said it's an asteroid.
Every year there's an asteroid
skim the Earth at 25,000 miles per hour. I'm like, bruh, you know it's traveling that fast? Your microscope is telling you, you have a speedometer in your microscope, and it's telling you that 25,000 miles per hour.
Musk been had you on lockdown. Musk been showing people for the longest, you know? This is the stuff that you should have out there, just in case. So we are at least 30 plus minutes in on our end, 40, 41. Of course I'm cutting out a lot, so we're probably 30 minutes in. Any other topics? I think I had a few.
Well, I just had a revelation in my life that I wanted to share with you guys.
Speak to us.
So one thing I realized, and I think this is the thing with having time to think about yourself and what you care about. I realize all this shit that I'm doing right now, I don't give a fuck about. Like, I really don't give a fuck about work. I don't give a fuck about buying a house. I need a house, I feel, but I don't really give a fuck about one. So I was like, what do I want to do? And I was like, I really want to own a strip club. That's what I want. If I had, like, let's say I became a millionaire right now, what would I do? Own a strip club. Legit.
Because you're talking, but okay, I was about to say, like, yeah, you have forever money, but look at strip clubs now. At this current moment. In an unexpected landscape.
No, but that's the thing. Let's say right now, you still own the land.
You
right?
Wait, what?
Like if let's say the way I'd want to do it is I would want to buy the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd own land, and I'll just use that establishment to make a bunch of money. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I still own the land. So let's say the strip club's closed. Okay, the strip club's closed. I made a bunch of bread. I'ma chill until it reopens, and when it reopens, people will be like, extra fire, throwing extra money.
I can't wait. Have you seen the Instagram videos of people who literally cannot wait?
Oh,
they're hilarious.
For sure.
They're just on their laptops, on their computers, throwing money at it. Yeah. It's a lifestyle for some of these people.
So,
this guy knows somebody personally.
No, not that. But okay. I was in a barbershop Thursday, and this dude was explaining that Vegas already took they took Capital into this, and they have a drive-through strip club.
Ah.
That sounds whack.
Ah. So it's one person in the middle of a post. You got to have 10 feet radius.
And you got a bunch of people in cars driving through watching.
That's the laziest shit I've ever
You put the money in the thing that like the bank has, and it just goes out. Yeah. Little vacuum yeah. thing, and it just rains on her slowly.
And it opens up, and the can opens up. I was like, yo, I got to look this up, because I don't understand. I don't understand what you mean by that.
Now you're about to have ads. You're going to have all these ads about strip clubs and everything in your Instagram. I'm like, all right, guess because, you know what?
I feel like Vegas dumb. Ads. What are you gonna pull up and they're all like, "All right, tune to the station of the strip club, y'all." All right, that's 93.6 the beat.
Sirius Radio.
She's got the music playing. And she's like, "Dee dee dee."
Yeah, that's the biggest waste.
And you're in your car, and I said, "What do? Put your money in your exhaust." So
it's not even what a strip club's for. Like me, I recycle the dollar. So I take $1, rub it all over the body, I put it back in my pocket. Right? And the next person, I do the same thing and I throw it. Right? Two for one.
That's where that came from. You know? Look it up.
Originally, BOGO yeah. was that? That was the original BOGO? Yeah.
It was two for $1.
Oh my God.
Yo. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. Like, I just realized that. Because think about it. Think about all this shit you do at your job. Do you really care? Let's go around the room. Do you really care?
I honestly feel like I only have a year left.
Yeah. I get that.
Until I do what I want to do. And it's worse because I wanted to release my clothing company line and...
What's stopping you, bro? This is all the time.
That people are going to be saving their dollar now?
They're going to be saving their dollar, but at one point when you show what you have...
Oh, no.
If you wasted all the time, like, yeah, I should have.
No. I'm still doing it right after, like, most of this is gone. But I wanted to... I want to order it because it's going to be special custom stuff that I'm doing, like what I showed you. So it's... But I have to order the clothes first.
That sounds like it's a hit. That's more take a hit than anything.
It's not taking a hit. It's trust me. I have people that want to buy it like straight up.
No, I'm saying to have the stuff for just in case when people want to try and purchase.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, that's it. All right. Well,
cool. Nah, I'm gonna sell it.
I'm saying other than that. You're saying the question that Sinfuego had.
Oh.
He forgot the question, yo.
Yeah, I did.
Do you really enjoy it?
Do you really care about what you're doing? I mean, obviously, you don't want planes to go down. I get that.
Yeah, you know.
But, like, if you could make the same money you make and not do your job, would you continue to do it?
Would I continue to do the job?
Yeah.
No.
You don't give a fuck about that shit.
I really don't.
You're a slave. You too. How about you?
Slave. I did kind of... I do... I mean, I had the plan to always want to work in the government because I felt like it's a job that has a purpose. So I'm like, oh, cool. Like, you know, what I'm doing actually has some kind of, you know, effect. Of course, they could easily replace me with another knowledgeable candidate. But I'm glad that what I'm doing is something that has some kind of purpose. But I also create the whole secondary YouTube channel. By the way, Know Your Craft on YouTube. About 10 videos in coming up next. So you will see a new video coming out soon. Subscribe and comment when you see the next video. Thank you. But yeah, if I could do just that, that'll be pretty dope. I remember when I used to make fun of like, yeah, YouTuber stuff. It looks cool, but I don't think that's for me. And I think the fact that I actually get to edit videos and put a concept together in a storyline, that's kind of my thing. Like even almost as much as the design part that itself, because I guess I just like to create things. So if I could, I kind of like being able to do both at the moment. But I don't even have like a for sure answer.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I feel you
for me. But back to one thing you did say about the home thing. We all just want to do the home thing because you know that's our go to standard. We're like, yo, we gotta go get
leave
a house.
Your parents' house to get a house
to just go yeah, get a
to
whole
have
home.
Stability. Okay.
You're like, yeah, we should
not even stability because you're paying for a place that yeah. you have to live at
for years and years and years.
Exactly. But then you sign that contract and then it's never ending. But there are people who, you know, they've been saving their whole life for an instance like that. You turn 45 and you're like, hey,
yeah, and you're like,
house.
At 45, I can actually live here.
By, exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's oh, so you can just stay home from work and then actually enjoy your house? No.
I still have to go to work.
No, I still have to go to work.
It's paid off, yeah, but I have bills and shit.
I just don't have to worry about being homeless.
Unless I lose my
unless,
job.
Unless, you know, taxes or there's a car accident, somebody sues me. Or I accidentally commit a crime. Yeah. In America, we're the most incarcerated, percentage wise and numbers wise.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways I can lose my home, but at least I have one. Po ass nigga, that's easy to walk away. That's all you can do.
It just gives you more to lose now.
Yeah.
In essence, like imagine if I lost my job now, I'm like, well, I mean, I rent this, so I give it back, but I didn't pay too much for it.
Yeah, that's how I feel right now too.
I get a house now, I'm like, I gotta hold on to everything.
You feel like it hurt every penny.
Every single penny. Oh, everything here.
And then the niggas who go into foreclosure be like,
yo, and depending on what could happen in the next few weeks determines if there will be many more people experiencing that.
Well, I actually feel like there're gonna be foreclosures, and I think there, honestly kind of should be in some ways, mm-hmm. because house prices are so high that I don't know if there has to be foreclosures, but there needs to be a substantial drop in people buying these bullshit high expensive houses, mm-hmm. so that
with no choice essentially in the matter. It's like, yeah. Oh, you have no choice but to get a house, bro. You have to get this one. You have to get the one that costs, what is it? I don't even know, because in
300 for 800 square feet place, get the fuck out of here.
And multiply that by your, what's that, like five times a normal person's salary? Six times a normal person's salary?
No, it's
because we're saying times. Like at least 30,000 maybe.
Yeah. Well, this thing,
35,000.
The average salary is 50, but the mean salary, no, the median salary is 30.
30.
So yeah, like
32.
That's what it's 10 to 6 times the person's salary.
Yeah,
depending on how you want to calculate it.
And that sucks, bro. Because if
that's wild, it should be criminal.
That's super wild. You're like, yeah. You're also, you're only getting that after taxes. My bad. I'm sorry. There's a freaking Titans one.
Yeah, this is fire.
Ooh. Hey, so let me cut into what you were saying before the TV turned into. I watch HDTV a lot. And the other day I was watching it, and I'm not sure if the people were in Georgia or not.
Mm-hmm.
But man.
Oh, no. Georgia's always been winning.
I don't remember. No, but I don't remember if it was there or Detroit. But the house's price. Mm-hmm. To how much square foot you're getting not make not one fucking.
Oh wait, is this a good year or a bad?
It's a good year.
Okay, yeah,
bro, that's why I feel like I need to.
5,400 square feet.
5,400.
Yes.
No, something's wrong.
No, listen.
That's including yard.
This is
That's including the yard.
It was upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, but it's also including the yard.
She had like six rooms.
Yeah, and it's 5,400. It's including the yard.
Yeah, there's but if no you've seen way how far it went back. You'd be like,
this that is, can't be. That can't be 50. You know what 5,400? You know what 2,000 looks like?
This is what I was looking at when I was watching the episode.
I gotta see this. I definitely gotta see this. That has to be 5,400, including the space of the front and the backyard.
Look, if you seen when they went in the house,
they could just call that a lot. Just call it a one lot. They like went
inside.
Acre.
They went inside the house, and they were showing them what they can do to the house. And their budget was 110, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The whole total of the house.
Which show was it?
I don't remember. That's crazy. I don't remember at all. But when I get a chance, I'll update that. The house with the renovations was going to be $330,000 for 5,400.
House with the renovations.
Yes. And then the second house that they showed these people was 3,400 square feet. But that looked like it had more land than the 5,400 square feet.
I gotta see this.
That's what a broke-ass house costs over here.
And I'm like, yo, a broke-ass house over here, a one-story. My backyard is somebody else's backyard, and there's a dog in there, and the fence is broken open, so now the dog will come in my yard.
Wait, for real it is?
Huh?
It is?
What?
I'm asking not my house. Really, oh, okay.
I'm just saying in general.
I was just asking.
You don't remember back really in the happening. Day the fence was broken?
Yeah. I know
we
that.
Had dogs. That's what I was relating it to. Okay. But in general, and that house is what probably 210,000 now, in the market. But you're telling me that you got 5,400 square feet. You got upstairs and downstairs. You got six rooms. All this land, your land goes out to a moat in the back where you can put your boat
Florida.
And get on a. And I was like, nah, this is crazy. This price, and they're renovating the house, and they're getting it for this price.
I think it's just everything south of Key Largo. Not Key Largo. What's Mar-a-Lago. So everything south of Mar-a-Lago just seemingly gets more and more expensive. But if you go, you know, a little more center, Florida, it gets cheaper also, because it's determined on what we're paying for the houses in those areas anyway. We're like, oh, no, we... What the... Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, this is a regular Titan. That was a regular degular Titan. Yeah, it's like, that's how much we're saying, like, no, these houses, it's like stocks. We're like, no, these houses are worth these. We should go ahead and pay this. That makes sense. And people are paying the amount of money that they have for it, and they're trying to fund and help the real estate market, saying, oh, here it comes. It's about to drop from the bridge. And we're trying to tell them, like, yeah, houses should cost this much, which is the same thing for stocks. We're telling a stock, like, yeah, we're telling the bank or the market that houses should cost... I mean, stocks would cost that a certain amount. Yeah. So it's on us, kind of. We're out here spending the money on these houses.
No, but that's the thing. They said that, you're right, we spend the money on the houses, and it's dumb people who can't afford these houses buying houses they can't afford, yep. Making people feel like, well, the houses are exactly priced the way it should be.
This is so the correct price.
Honestly, those niggas should lose their homes. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then... house prices will drop.
Mm-hmm. There'll be a lesson learned.
Like me, who actually can afford shit,
can come in and scoop up.
Can come in and scoop up a reasonable house so I can live with my family.
Yo, it's so weird, man. It's I don't
but
know.
But that's the thing. No matter what happens, these really wealthy people win.
Yeah, regardless.
Play that one.
Which one?
That one with the Gilgamesh.
Who is that again? I know that name. Knight. Oh, okay. That's just another username then.
Yeah, I was just so confused when I saw that episode, because I said, this is too much house for...
It's wild, man.
Oh, whoops.
That square footage. I'm used to seeing 2,800 square feet. Barely 3,000 in Orlando.
No, I'm telling you.
And this is upstairs, downstairs.
I'm telling you, that included...
320,000.
That included the sky above it, too. There's no way.
Yo.
There's no way.
If I could show you the episode, I'd... And then the other house that was smaller cost more than the house.
And they chose a smaller one?
And they chose a smaller one.
And, hey,
and I was like, you're giving them 5,400 square feet?
Let's get that one. That one looks right. But.
I kid you not, it looked like a building when they was walking in and they walked through the fireplace. There was so many doors within the walkway from the front door.
There's something wrong.
I said,
there's something wrong.
Wherever they bought this house, I need to go there.
Yeah, just,
houses is very cheap.
They didn't talk about it for fear that they didn't want to scare off anybody else. And, you know, they're trying to do good. But if there is anything else I want to... Any other topics anybody else had? Just want to wrap it up here. We can murk off a few more of these afterwards. Forgive us if some of our attention sounded a little turned away. We were watching... what we call animated stick figure fights on YouTube. You too can find animated stick figure fights, and I'll see if I can link some of the YouTube channels in the description along with my Robinhood code, where you can get a stock and I can get a stock if you sign up with my Robinhood code in the description below.
I probably should sign up with your Robinhood code.
Yo, I'm glad it sounds well. It sounds like a good enough deal. So, with that being said, who would want to go with the food recommendation of the week? Because it's probably going to be the last time we can ever afford food again.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Let's just talk about it. If you want to say, like, you know, we could talk about, like, a meat. Is there any type of, like, chicken or something?
I was going to say
Mission Barbecue.
Mission Barbecue? I went to today. Mission Barbecue.
I've heard some people say they liked it.
Nah, it's
I've heard
it's
one person say he didn't like it.
It's like all right, to me,
is it better than Scrub?
Yes.
Okay.
It just tastes like a better Scrubbies, and the fries taste way better.
Mm.
Scrubbies is more of a, if you like a potato wrinkle
Scrubbies,
fries kind
Scrubbies
of person.
Got the buffet, the endless.
Yeah, I'm so. Not gonna lie, that on a Sunday is clutch.
Yeah, it's not really a buffet. I'm sorry, it's just all you can eat, so they come out fresh afterwards. So you're saying Mission Barbecue?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cersei Fuego, how you feeling about a TV show? You know, catalog in and out. Speak to us. Tell us what we should watch in our quarantine time.
Well, right now, since we're in quarantine time, you should go on Netflix and watch Containment, where you can feel like you're being contained.
What was Containment? Which one was Containment?
It's about a pandemic. Huh?
Was it the zombie one? No. Was it the zombie one?
It's not zombies. It's just niggas.
It's just niggas. Oh, God.
And they're sick from the shit that kills you in like 48 hours.
there's the one black dude and he has a chick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. I did watch that. It had a one season and then never had another season again.
Yeah. Just watch the whole season.
Yes.
Because you're like, that was a waste of time. It's the only time you can't say that because you weren't doing shit else.
Enjoy.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad I didn't accidentally spoil that too. Like, yeah. And it had that black chick.
Fantastic day. And I'm here to help if you need me.
Let's stop.
What? John Legend?
He's interrupting shit.
Joe, just, all right. Well, you know what? It was cool. Glad we could gather today. Like I said, we'll hopefully have this episode out as soon as possible for your listening ears. Appreciate you all coming and stay safe during this quarantine time. We'll call this quarantine time episode one because we should have more than enough episodes to go out and give out once we're all stuck at home and shuttered per the government. I don't know which one's going to come first, but pray for y'all out there, you know?
Yeah, let's hope we all recover from this.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all be easy out there and peace!